So did you, how close did you come to their compound?
I actually went to it.
And tell us where that was.
So there are two compounds that I visited. The first one is just inside the Oklahoma border, not too far from Westville. And that was, it had some fancy name. But anyway, the person there was Reverend Jim Millar. And he was considered to be kind of the prophet leader of all those white extremists. They go by different nicknames, but they're all white extremists. Reverend Millar let me come on and try and tell his story. And so I went a couple of times out there, and then at that point he knew I was not welcome. And so because of the stories that I wrote. But out there, this is where McVeigh is buried after he was executed, after the Oklahoma City bombing. He is buried at out there on their land. And another one, can't remember, Snell, Snell. And he killed two Arkansas troopers, and he was executed in Arkansas for those crimes, and he's buried out there. So it's kind of a revered site within the white extremist movement. So that's the Millar's camp. The other one that I went to was the one operated by the Covenant Sword and Arm of the Lord. I'll say that one more time because I love the name, the Covenant Sword and the Arm of the Lord.
And where is that?
So it was barely inside the Missouri border down from Harrison. No, is it just up from Harrison, Arkansas? This was the first sedition trial that I'd ever, and these are people who were actively seeking to overthrow the U.S. government. And so they were all barricaded there. And at some point, I was told by a law enforcement source that I should get my ass up there before it all hell broke loose. And so this is before the Branch Davidians in Waco, which, of course, that's what happened down there. So I take a photographer and another reporter, and we go up there. We go under the guise that we want to interview Jim Ellison, the head of the organization, and all we end up talking to is Cary Noble, who was the spokesman for the group. And we asked him everything, long interview, et cetera, a couple of very tense moments. My favorite was when my cohort in this, Mike Ward, said, I've got a stupid question, but, and Cary Noble jumps off the car. He's on the back of the car hood, on the trunk, jumps off the car. He pulls his AR-15, points it directly at Mike, and says, white people do not ask stupid questions.
Wow.
And I said, well, let me rephrase. Let me, for Mike's, because Mike's sitting there and is just terrified. And I says, well, let me rephrase Mike's question. We were, and of course, Derry, I mean, he knows that in the woods out there, there are all these federal agents ready to come in and try and arrest them. And so it's pretty tense. And so anyway, we get our interview done. We get off. And of course, the agents all catch us as we leave and want to make sure that there's nobody else in our car. And we go off. And they knew we were in there. And so this is mainly ATF people, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. And so we're in there. And we get the interview done. And we get moved back. And we wait 2 days. 2 or 3 days, and then Reverend Millar shows up, my buddy from Oklahoma, and he goes in and tries to talk them into giving themselves up, which they do. And then they're all arrested. They go in there. It's all barricaded, and there's multiple weapons. There's a 55-gallon barrel of acid that they were accused of, that they were going to go dump it in the Harrison, Arkansas water supply. I mean, they were really into chaos and terrorism. And so they all got charged in Fort Smith of sedition. Asa Hutchinson most recently a president for U.S. The presidential and Republican side. Asa was the U.S. attorney. He charged him and prosecuted him and lost the case. And they had tried to get him. They convicted him of other things, you know, other crimes. But the big one was sedition, and because that was life in prison. The jury of people from Arkansas did not buy it, and so they all walked. Jim Ellison, who's the head of the Covenant Sword and Arm of the Lord, I think he also is buried out at, it's called Elohim City in Adair County in Oklahoma. There's a bunch of them buried out there.
So all these characters are dead now, or did they go on to do other?
Asa Hutchinson is not.
No, but the criminal. The
Matt Millar is. Ellison is. I think Carrie Noble is still alive.
So they got off, but did they live another life of crime? Did they go on to other
things? No, Carrie actually, you know, it's always interesting to watch these people who suddenly see the error of their ways, mm-hmm. and then they become either ministers are somehow talking about it. You've seen that in a couple of places in the white supremacist movement. But they scared me. They were the people that would wait outside your front door to shoot you.
They were the ones who truly scared you.
They were
so
the
when
only...
you opened that door, you looked around.
And that's when I decided I was done writing about criminals.
At the Tulsa Tribune.
Anywhere.
Right.